During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Joe McKinney, Professor of International Economics and holder of the Ben H. Williams Professorship in International Economics in the Hankamer School of Business. Welcome, Dr. McKinney.
Thank you.
Tell us about some of the unique features that this program offers to students.
Okay, our international business major has been in place for quite a number of years. It is somewhat different from the other majors in the business school in that it is not a standalone major. It's a secondary major. We do require our students to combine it with another major in the business school. The reason for that is that international business is interdisciplinary, somewhat general in nature, and when students are taking their first job, typically employers are looking for skills in one of the functional areas of business. Mm-hmm. So purposes of placement, we like the students to have training in another of the majors of the business school and then supplement it with the secondary major of international business.
Mm-hmm. What types of students might find themselves being a good fit in this area?
We find more and more of our students have had experience abroad in one way or another and are just extremely interested in the international area and the possibility of working in another country or serving in mm-hmm. some capacity in another country and gaining the information that the international business major has to offer is very helpful for students who have that prospect in mind that they might like to work for a company that's doing international business, maybe work stateside for that company, travel abroad, or be involved in the international operations of that company, mm-hmm. or perhaps even work abroad for a foreign firm or for an American firm located abroad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some of the skills that students develop? You mentioned that earlier. Talk about some of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have, as I said, it's a rather broad-based curriculum. There are several courses in the economics area, international economics, economic systems of the world. There's an economic development course. In addition to that, we have international business finance, international marketing. We have global supply chain management and just quite a variety of courses that have a specific international emphasis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if students don't declare, you know, this secondary major, you know, early, are they still able to graduate in 4 years?
Certainly. Most of our business school majors, they don't enter the business school until the second semester of their sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And most of them, I'd say, choose a major probably the first semester of their junior year. And certainly there's plenty of room to work this in. It's a 15-semester hour major, mm-hmm. and there is room in the business school curriculum mm-hmm. for working in that secondary major.
Yeah. It does supplement that.
That's right.
That curriculum. What are some things that students can do to best prepare for careers related to international mm-hmm. business?
Well, one thing that we highly recommend is study abroad. We have quite a number of relationships with business schools in other countries. And if students can find a way to spend a semester or a year abroad, that is extremely valuable experience for them to have. Sometimes a semester or a year is not feasible. Summer program, it's a third best alternative, but some students find that they like to take that route and at least get some international experience mm-hmm. in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the misconceptions of the international business field. Are there any, and if so, what are they?
Mm-hmm. Well, one misconception is that a person who studies international business is likely to immediately go abroad and take a job in another country. And that's simply not the way it normally works. Sometimes it works out that way. But most countries are very protective of their domestic job market. Getting a work permit in a foreign country is a very difficult proposition many times, especially if you're just going on your own looking for employment. You have to actually find a job before you can get the work permit and work legally there. So the typical route is for a student to take a job with either a domestic firm or an international firm operating in this country, begin working in the international division, and oftentimes that will lead to opportunities for travel abroad, mm-hmm. On business trips, or mm-hmm. even for being posted abroad, working mm-hmm. abroad. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely the exception rather than the rule for a person graduating with an international business major to immediately accept a job in another country.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular parts of this country where those organizations or companies are located?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have quite a large international business community in Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, and also in Houston. Of course, on the seaboards, New York and L.A. and other cities in California are also very heavily involved in the international area. But Texas has a very vibrant international business community.
Is there any final advice you'd like to offer to students who are listening mm-hmm. to this podcast?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I mentioned that we do require our international business majors to take a foreign language. If they haven't had a foreign language, have not developed skill through what they would normally gain through 4 semesters of study here, it is possible to test out of a couple of semesters of the foreign language. Or if a person has native fluency mm-hmm. in a foreign language already. But we suggest, even in those cases, that the student pick up another language if they have the time to do that. And some of our students do study 2 or 3 languages. Mm-hmm. And that foreign language skill is always helpful in the international business area. It is the case that the language of international business is English, but when you're doing business in another country, if you do have the ability to speak the foreign language and interact with people in their own language, it gives you a definite advantage. Mm-hmm. And you learn so much about other cultures studying their language in a way that is hard to learn otherwise.